Hi, friend. I'm so grateful you've joined me on the Jesus Over Everything show. If you haven't heard the news, we have gone retro this summer. For the months of June and July, we are featuring our five-word prayers daily. This show started as, and so many of you love so much, five-minute podcast shows on topics of all kinds, the short inspiration you need for every day of the week. So enjoy these shows, keep listening all summer, and see you right here back in August for a powerful season six. Hi, and welcome to the Five Word Prayers Daily, a 5 day a week daily devotional where we share the word, prayers, and our heart. I'm Lisa Whittle, and I welcome you to just 5 minutes with me, which I trust and pray will be 5 minutes well spent. Happy Wednesday, friends. I hope this week is a good one for you. I'm personally glad it's halfway through, and goodness, can you believe we are already halfway through October? We've had a great discussion, I think, this week on the Daily, answering questions about church, kind of getting down to it, I think. And today I want to dive into a question that is vital, I believe, to not only our faith, but to the people around us God is asking us to reach for Christ. So let's go. There's a very popular trend in Christianity right now, and although I'm not a bandwagon person at all, and I don't generally like faith trends, I actually believe this is one that is very important, and not really a bandwagon, I don't want to call it that, but definitely something that's pretty popular. Jesus followers are talking a lot about discipleship right now, so much so that it's become, as of late, a major emphasis. In fact, you can call what I do on the Five Word Prayers Daily a form of discipleship. At least that's what I pray for it to be. I want this venue to be a place you feel poured into, encouraged, and yes, discipled in the Lord. It's something that I believe God has asked me to do in this show. But here's what I've noticed about us as believers. Sometimes in our quest to run after one thing, we forget about something else. It's reason number 4 million for why we need the Lord, to help us live out all the calls on our life. And discipleship is certainly important, to grow in Christ and become strong. Yes, that is certainly a biblical call and expectation that we might in turn also make disciples to do the same. But there is another call in our life we often forget, and that is to evangelize. And I have sometimes gotten this question about this. Should we be discipling as a church, or should we be evangelizing? And this is a great question to ask. I believe that the answer is clearly both. Our call is to disciple and be discipled. That's clear in Scripture in Ephesians, 2 Timothy, Titus, Proverbs, Galatians. But it's also to go and preach the gospel and bring others to Christ. Matthew 28, 1 Peter, 2 Timothy, Mark 16. And so there's a clear call to do both. But our ultimate call is to lead others to Christ. So the danger comes in when we prefer to sit and be discipled year after year, soak in all the knowledge, take it all in, but don't then use what we learn and take it to the world. God doesn't call us to a constant sitting around and learning. He expects us to take what we learn and bring lost people to Him. There's an action component to this. And so the danger in so much discipleship all the time and never any action is that we don't then fulfill that second part of our call, which is to evangelize. Evangelism is discipleship that went past the couch. That's how I like to look at it. And yes, too, there's a spiritual gift component here as well. Some are equipped with a spiritual gift of teaching. So discipleship will sort of be their sweet spot. It'll be where they thrive best and love as they pour into others. Maybe that's you. And some of us will have a bigger heart to evangelize this world. And so that will be our bigger focus. And that'll be a more natural pull. But we need both within the body. And also we need to be doing both and receiving both. We're not off the hook. As believers in Jesus Christ, we function best as a Jesus follower when we operate in the complete picture of a healthy believer, and that will not be for us to pick and choose what makes us most comfortable, but to follow what the Lord says about how we're supposed to live our life. All of us are called to pour into discipling each other, especially as we get older and in either spiritual years and or physical years, we pour into the younger. This is our responsibility. And all of us are called to tell others about Jesus Christ, no matter how young or old we are. Our five-word prayer today speaks to that. God, help me share and grow. Share about Jesus to others and grow in my walk with Christ. Truly, both of these things are what we are to be about. Thanks, as always, for being with me today on the Five Word Prayers Daily. I'm Lisa Whittle, and join me tomorrow for an amazing guest host who loves the church as much as I do and is someone I've wanted to come on here for quite a while. See you then. This has been the 5-Word Prayers Daily with Lisa Whittle. Did you know we have some Facebook communities that you can be a part of? Yes, it's true. We have the Ministry Strong community. If you're a leader or ministry leader, we'd love for you to join that. As well, we have our Lisa Whittle Prayer and Bible Study community that is happening right now. We're doing lots of things, so join us on Facebook so you can be a part of how God is moving over there.